One of the recurring themes in the Bible is the reversal, the overturning of human expectations, the casting down of the mighty and the lifting up of the lowly, you know, greatness and the least and all these. It's on almost every page of the Bible. Once you identify that pattern, you see it constantly that there's this reversal. And even though we know it, it still sometimes takes us by surprise. Just this Sunday, we had that parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. The cover of the Panama Way has a great image of this. So the Pharisee is obviously the great guy. And here he is with his pot belly and his fancy clothes. And he's got his money, you know, he's looking up to heaven. And he's the great one. And everybody knows that. I mean, he's a Pharisee. He's the holy one. Fasts twice a week. After all, he pays tithes on all his possessions. He's a man of prayer and a man of God. And then there's this character here, this lowly tax collector. He doesn't even dare look up to heaven, and he doesn't look like much. And that's the way that the parable is set up. The great man, who is obviously close to God, goes home without any connection with God, not justified. And this little fellow, who his only prayer is, "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner," he goes home justified. And so there's an angel here in this icon coming down from heaven to embrace the tax collector. And here the Pharisee is looking up, and it's as if this little canopy is blocking his entrance to heaven. It's kind of there's a block here, and then the tax collector has an angel showing the favor he receives from God. So that kind of reversal is just everywhere. Certainly it's in the Magnificat of Our Lady, that celebration of God casting down the mighty and lifting up the lowly. Now I mention that because today we're celebrating two great saints, two great apostles, Simon and Jude. And the apostles are all examples of this pattern. They're all, and we honor them as great men. I mean, they're the foundation stones of the whole church. They're the building blocks. These are the men who received directly from Jesus Christ the whole gospel, and they brought it to the world. So these are the great ones. And it's true. That's why we have a feast day in their honor. At the same time, though, they're lowly. They're nothing. And Simon and Jude are maybe the best examples of it because we don't even know anything about them. They've kind of disappeared from the pages of history. Even their names are not completely well established. Simon, there's not a mention, there's not a word of Simon anywhere in the Bible. I mean, he's mentioned, but no words of his. The only thing we know about him is that he was considered a zealot. And even a zealot in the Bible is a pretty broad range of possibilities, from a kind of activist like someone who sends out a lot of emails to an activist who's ready to kill for his cause. We don't know where Simon lands on that scale. Simon the zealot. In this gospel, Simon is called a zealot. Yeah, Sometimes he's referred to as a Cananean. I don't know if that's from Cana or it means something else. I can't remember. But anyway, that's how we just don't know much about Simon. And then Jude, who is really Judas in the scriptures, the tradition of the church just identifies him as Jude because it makes it easier to distinguish him from Judas Iscariot. Well, if the most famous thing about someone is that you're not Judas Iscariot, you don't have much to show for yourself. So Judas, not Judas Iscariot. This one calls him Judas, the son of James. That doesn't help us because there's lots of Jameses. In fact, there's lots of Judases and Judes. So these men, as great as they are pretty much nobodies. Which leaves us again surprised at the ways of God. Even though we know this pattern, it's always a surprise to us that God casts down the mighty and raises up the lowly. Because what we're used to is, even in the church, honoring the great ones. We're honoring the great apostles, you know, great saints. And when we see somebody who's really holy, we proclaim what the holiness of, you know, St. Francis of Assisi. Well, look at St. Francis of Assisi. I mean, he was a little nobody. He was more like this guy, this little tax collector, than this guy. After his conversion, or no, before his conversion, he was this guy. And then after his conversion, he was lowly, and he walked around in absolute simplicity and poverty, and he became a magnet for the church. Okay, so that's what we're pondering here on the feast of Saints Simon and Jude. Jude, in the tradition of the church, was sometimes considered the author of the letter of Jude in the Bible. Scholars almost universally say there's no way that he wrote that letter. And even the letter itself doesn't identify him as an apostle. I thought about, in fact, I read the letter of Jude just earlier this morning, thinking I would use it. It's only 25 verses, so it's one page. And if anybody's Bible was missing the letter of Jude, they probably wouldn't even notice, because whoever looks at the letter of Jude. And the liturgy doesn't refer to the letter of Jude on the feast of St. Jude. So it's as if to say, well, you know, Jude is even less than the tradition makes him out to be. And the letter of Jude is one of the least significant passages of the whole New Testament. So what does this tell us? That the ways of God are not the ways of man, that the thoughts of God are not the thoughts of man, that greatness in the eyes of God is not greatness in the eyes of man. So if we want to be great, if we want to be a great apostles, well, then we have to follow the example of Simon and Jude, meaning make a gift of ourselves without making a great big deal out of ourselves. The way Sister Barbara would often say it is, don't take yourself too seriously. Don't take yourself too seriously, because you're not that important. In God's eyes, you're very important. He created you. We are very important in God's eyes. But we, in our own eyes, it's God who is important. So if we fix our eyes on ourselves, we'll end up like this Pharisee. And we will have no effect on the kingdom. If we fix our eyes on God and recognize that we are completely dependent on him, that we only need his mercy because we're sinners, well, then God can do the rest, and he can do whatever he wants. He can make us great, and he does make us great. We're going to celebrate All Saints Day next week. We don't know all those saints, but they're all great. They're very great because God made them great. We don't know who they are. And sometimes God makes greatness visible, even in the church. I was thinking about St. Paul, who declared himself to be the least of the apostles and the worst of sinners. And we consider him to be one of the greatest of the apostles, greater than you know, he's Peter and Paul are the best. And he wasn't even one of the 12. So it's this divine pattern of just throwing off our expectations so that we won't put so much energy into making something of ourselves. Just to go back to the first reading, again, it's not from the letter of Jude, it's from St. Paul, letter to the Ephesians, and he speaks about who we are in the plan of God. We are not strangers, we are not sojourners. We are fellow citizens of the holy ones, the saints, and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the capstone. So who's important in the structure? Jesus. Who's the capstone? Jesus. Who are the foundation stones? These lowly apostles, whom God chose, called by name, and gave a great place. But it's through Christ that the whole structure is held together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord. So if we want to be great, and we want to enhance the greatness of the holy temple, focus on Jesus Christ. Rely on him. Be an instrument of his gospel, of his kingdom, and we'll be celebrating forever in heaven. If we keep focusing on ourselves and our own kingdom, not only will we will we be frustrated in this life, but we'll be miserable in the next. So let's take the lesson of Simon and Jude along with the upcoming lesson of All Saints Day and accept with joy the path to greatness through humility and service.